Panel 5, the third challenge, the squirrels. The Tinies had been walking for hours when a squirrel bounded up to them. He seemed curious and a little surprised. "Who are you, little Tinies? And what are you doing so far from your village?"
"We are Huimang and Kyomsom, and we are on a quest to find the sacred tree."
"What? The sacred tree has disappeared? Who could have done such a terrible thing?" exclaimed the squirrel.
"That's exactly what we want to know," replied Kyomsom.
"And right now, we have our own problems to sort out. Our food stores have been raided, and we have nothing left to eat. We are all going to die of hunger," exclaimed the squirrel.
"We're so sorry to hear about your troubles," said the Tinies. "Actually, on our way here, we have met others with problems, and we have been able to help them. We would like to come to your aid as well, if we can." The two Tinies were just about to follow the squirrel when Huimang cried out,
"Ouch!"
"What's happened?" asked Kyomsom.
"I've just stepped on a thorn or thistle."
"Thorns, thistles. Oh yes," exclaimed Kyomsom. "That reminds me of the words of the spirit of my ancestor. Thorns and thistles can be nourishing."
"You have stepped on a pine branch covered with needles," said the squirrel.
Kyomsom looked at the squirrel and asked him to climb up the nearest pine tree and bring down one of its pine cones. Once back on the ground, the squirrel passed the pine cone to Kyomsom, who broke off one of its seeds and asked the squirrel to taste it.
That tastes good."
"Look around you," said Kyomsom. "The forest is full of pine cones. There's no shortage of food here."
"Why didn't we think of that earlier? You have saved our lives. How on earth can we thank you? Please come with me to meet our king," pleaded the squirrel.
The Tinies bowed low before the king. To thank them, he offered them a necklace of chestnuts and said to them, "Here is some stardust, which is very precious to us. We are giving it to you as a token of our thanks. It will bring you light and heat. We wish you the best of good fortune on your search to find who is behind the disappearance of the sacred tree."